This episode is brought to you by Honda. When you test drive the new Prologue EV, there's a lot that could impress you about it. There's the class-leading passenger space, the clean, thoughtful design, and the intuitive technology. But out of everything, what you'll really love most is that it's a Honda. Visit Honda.com/EV to see offers.
We are 15 days away from NFL kickoff 2024. Well, the Steelers think they've upgraded at quarterback. Really? Well, one ESPN analyst thinks they should actually trade their projected starter. Amber and Ian are on ESPN Radio, ESPN app. We're on Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm Aaron Goldhammer in for Amber. I'm with Ian Fitzsimmons. Mike Tannenbaum was on one, Ian, earlier today.
I love this Mike
is,
T,
this
man.
This is a former, hold on, this is a former GM, and you know him well. He's not just muckraking here. Okay, he traded for Aaron Rodgers. You know, he made the playoffs, I think, with the Dolphins. He won a division, I think, with the Dolphins. This is not just some guy throwing a bunch of crap against the wall, correct?
No, yeah. Not AR, Brett Favre. Yeah, but I mean, he's just – Mike T has forgotten more about football than we would ever know in our entire lives. So this one stopped all of us down this morning when Mike Tannenbaum, former GM, Jets, yeah. Dolphins, drops this hammer on us this morning on Unsportsmanlike and on Get Up. Not one platform, but two platforms here on ESPN. Here's Mike T.
This one's easy for me. I would definitely go with Justin Fields. And what I would do is I would trade Russell Wilson to the Minnesota Vikings. I think, in my opinion, Russell Wilson today is still a better quarterback than Sam Darnold. And then if I'm Pittsburgh, I go out and I sign Ryan Tannehill. I got this from Hembo this morning. The two seasons that Ryan Tannehill was with Arthur Smith in Tennessee, they were 18-8, and they averaged 30 points a game. Now, look, that's a number of years ago, and I'm not even saying Ryan would come in and start for Justin Fields. But if I'm Mike Tomlin and I could get – whatever it is, a third or fourth round pick for Russell Wilson and bring in somebody like Ryan Tannehill, who has had success with Arthur Smith, to be behind Justin Fields, I think that's a win-win.
You're pointing at me. I'm pointing at you. I don't even know.
You can go first.
Where to? Okay. So I'm open to trading any player at any time if I'm a general manager. Let me say that first. Okay. You call
Completely
me.
Completely agree.
You're willing to offer, you know, the moon and the stars or something ridiculous for Russell Wilson, and I would absolutely trade him tomorrow. The other thing I would wonder is, if the Steelers started talking about trading him, what does that say about where Russell Wilson is in his career? Are you sure that it would be that big of an upgrade over Sam Darnold? I guess let's start there.
No.
Would it change
no.
the Vikings' trajectory for you all that
no.
much? Me neither.
No, Russell Wilson, I wouldn't – I'm going to go back to preseason game number two where he has a calf injury.
Yeah.
He's not going to play. Let me ask you just point blank, just on what I'm about to describe. Forget what's happening on the field. We all have seen the last couple of years.
Yes.
But would you follow this guy as your leader? Your quarterback has to be a true leader of men.
Okay.
He's not going to play.
Yeah.
Calf injury. Camera pans to him on the sideline before kickoff.
Of course.
Is he in Pittsburgh Steelers sweats like T.J. Watt or in Steelers shorts and a T-shirt like Cam Hayward or in sweatpants like Patrick Queen? All these guys aren't playing, right? What is Russell Wilson wearing?
You're not telling me he was in full
this.
Pad.
This dude is fully padded up. I mean,
he's
I'm
ready to go.
I mean, he's ready to play, man. Like, I mean, let's go. And then in the second quarter.
Me, Ian, hold on. I got one thing to say about it. It reminds me of the guy who's the fan, who shows up in the stands fully padded up, ready
the
to play.
The adult with, yeah,
Just in case the coach looks up into the stands and says, it's an emergency, and we need you, pumpkin head, to come in and play free safety.
Renee Kanellis, we need you come in here and play quarterback for the Jets, right? Because you're wearing number eight in the stands. And I mean, come on.
Give me a one-day. Give me a one-day contract. I'm ready to go.
Might have been good last year.
Yeah, thank you, Renee. So here, not only is he padded up, but in the second quarter, they pan over to the bench where Arthur Smith has got the tablet out. And he's talking to Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. And Matt Fontana stops the show and goes, you're not going to believe this. And I'm like, what? I mean, and I think he's ready to spontaneously just blow up. And he goes, He's wearing eye black. And we all knew who he was talking about. We all knew, I mean, who he was.
Yeah.
It's Russell Wilson, this weird, like, nerdy quarterback who, if I'm T.J. Watt or Cam Hayward, I'm going into Mike Tomlin's office going, look, man, I don't care how good he is. I ain't following that guy.
Yeah.
He's padded up with eye black on, knowing he ain't playing in a preseason game because he has a calf injury. So having said all of that, yeah, I would go, Mike T., I love you. I love working the draft with you. You are one of our favorite people. You are so entertaining behind the scenes, especially day three of the NFL draft in a 7-8 hour marathon where he's throwing string cheese at me. I mean, love Mike T. Absolutely love the guy. That actually happened, by the way. There's video evidence to prove it. I still believe that Sam Darnold, his story is not done because he went to quarterback rehab with Kyle Shanahan. And now he's with Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota.
Disciple. Yeah,
exactly right. I think Sam. I don't think that story is over yet. I would take Sam Darnold over padded up eye black guy any day of the week and twice on a Sunday.
Let's talk about this though, Ian, from a Steeler perspective. I think Fields. I've had this belief for a while now that if I was the Steelers, I would want to incorporate Fields into the offense somehow. First of all, I don't think he's ideally
suited to be a backup
quarterback. Well, maybe, or, you know, can he be Taysom Hill? You know, can he be a guy who can give you a different pace and a different dynamic? Because I do think, you know, I already accused this of the Giants and the Daniel Jones situation. I mean, I know people feel like the Steelers quarterback situation has been upgraded. If they just play Russ, I got bad news for the people in Latrobe. Like, I'm not overly convinced of that. But I do wonder if Tomlin, Arthur Smith get a little bit creative and they say, you know what? This guy may not have the full set of skills that we want to unleash him as our full-time quarterback, but there is a fit for him somewhere in our offense.
I would go with Fields. I do agree with Mike T on that one. I would not start Russell Wilson, even though it feels like Mike Tomlin's going to start Russell Wilson. But I think Fields ends up being your starter. And okay, you're talking about that Taysom Hill change of pace, Cordell Stewart slash guy in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I think he's on the roster. And if it doesn't happen in Pittsburgh, I think it happens somewhere else. And that's John Rhys Plumlee, former quarterback at Ole Miss, went on to start at Central Florida. Two-sport guy. Remember in the spring game, he went from starting and playing in the spring game for the Golden Knights of Central Florida, and then got in a golf cart, changed clothes, and went over and hit a dinger for the baseball team on the same day. The dude is an athlete, man. I mean, and he can tote it. He's got a decent arm. I think he completed around 64-65% of his passes for Central Florida. He's an undrafted free agent. So if he ends up sticking – and at least making the practice squad, that guy you're talking about can – look, he can catch it. He can run it. He's decent enough as a threat in throwing the football. He could be – I wouldn't say the receiver Antoine Randle-L was, but he could be that Taysom Hill-type guy. He's not as big. He's around, I don't know, 6 feet, around 210. You know, Taysom Hill's a lot bigger than that. But that dude you're talking about, they might already have in John Rhys Plumlee out of Central Florida and Ole Miss.
If I'm the Steelers, I know they've been over 500 every year with Mike Tomlin. That's something they're very proud of. They also haven't won a playoff game in a really long time. And I wonder if the organization would be healthier if they had a season where they bottomed out a little and they could take a real quarterback, because they're convinced that their QB for 2025, they've said, Ian, is currently on this roster. When you're picking 19th or 21st or 26th, it's really hard to find the answer at that position. And I would wonder if for them, one slip season, you know, where they take a step back, they still have Watt and these other guys right in their prime, if then after that 1 year they could find the right quarterback of the post-Ben Roethlisberger era and really take the next step. Because the names from Mason Rudolph to Duck Hodges to – to Kenny Pickett.
Hodges is dating what's her name, Lainey Wilson, that country music star, right? I mean, so Duck's done better off the field than he has on the field. Yes,
Ian, my point is their list of quarterbacks, post Ben Roethlisberger, is starting to look like that list of Broncos quarterbacks that we went through before we were talking about Bo Nix. And
the Washington Commanders, right?
I admire that they're still winning, but they're winning in a way that. Great. Another wild card trip and another first, second weekend in January that you're knocked out of the postseason. That's the part of this that I find interesting. And I think if they do struggle, I wonder if there's a team, you know, that could jump up and say, hey, I want to grab a veteran quarterback at some point, you know, before the trade deadline. I don't know that it's totally outside the realm of possibility in this day and age that you could see a starting quarterback get traded at some point before Halloween.
Yeah, and Mike T, he flat out said it. See if Minnesota answers the call. What do you give up for? You want Russell Wilson? I'd go with Sam Darnold over Russell Wilson, but I'm still a believer in Justin Fields. I mean, I think that he sees it, meaning for some reason, he's not ripping what he sees and he tucks and runs. If that light bulb goes off again, like we know it can. Have your quarterback of the future. Hell yes, he is. Absolutely.
As all get out, and he got sucked into that vortex known as trying to be the franchise quarterback of the Chicago Bears. All right, we've got NFL two-a-days going on as we get closer to the season. Best case, worst case scenario for a team that maybe could win the Super Bowl is next on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
BetMGM presents Upping the Action with Jamie Foxx.
Yo, hockey's here, and it's colder than ice, like cold. But with BetMGM, I can heat the game up with overs, unders, parlays, and moneyline, all from the comfort of my 102-degree hot tub. Now I'm really putting fire on the ice. This hockey season, download the BetMGM app.
And get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. U.S. promotional offers not available in Nevada, New York, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. for New York. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNpod and use code ESPNpod.
This is
180!
ESPN Radio's NFL Two-A-Days. The Cleveland Browns.
This is Daniel Oyafusi covering the Browns. In Cleveland, all eyes are on quarterback Deshaun Watson, who's entering his third season with the Browns, still trying to recapture his Pro Bowl form from his time with the Houston Texans. Suspension and injuries have limited Watson to just 12 games since making his debut as a Brown, and his 2023 season ended in November after undergoing surgery to his throwing shoulder. Watson was limited throughout the offseason workout program, but the Browns have been pleased with his progress and expect him to be ready for week one. With the arrival of new offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey, as well as wide receiver Jerry Jeudy, there's internal confidence that 2024 can be a breakthrough of sorts for Watson.
I'm in Cleveland, and I do the national shows sometimes, Ian Fitzsimmons, to get away from the Browns talk, and then I come here and you guys make me do two-a-days on the Cleveland Browns. Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio, ESPN app. We're on SiriusXM Channel 80. I'm Aaron Goldhammer in for Amber. Ian Fitzsimmons is here. Best case, worst case scenario for the Cleveland Browns. Hit it.
Best case.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Worst case.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
It was a team effort, and I guess it took every player working together to lose this one.
Best case, worst case with Amber and Ian.
Ian, a lot of my breath is spent talking about this football team, so I'm going to let you lead us off. And let's start with the best-case scenario. I mean, do you see it plausible in any way here? Watson has a big year. Had to be shut down today in practice, by the way, with some soreness in that throwing shoulder. Right. So that maybe is a little something to monitor.
All right. Stop. Before I give you anything, you're there. You cover the team day in, day out.
Yeah.
What's the latest on Wills? He's on the PUP list. You're starting left tackle.
That's and they feel confident that he'll be ready to go against the Cowboys, but he has not practiced for 1 second. They have neither offensive tackle on the
field. Conklin out of Michigan State, right? Yeah. So
He's not on the field. They got DeJuan Jones. Thanos is going to play one tackle position probably. And who their left tackle is, if you'd like to call 888-SAY-ESPN, if you're big, you could come and play left tackle for the Cleveland Browns. It's anybody's guess.
That's a problem. Okay, so that's where I wanted to start as far as the health there. Now you're telling us that Deshaun Watson, that surgically repaired shoulder was a little tender today. That ain't good. Now you bring in Jameis Winston as a backup from New Orleans, and you listen to DeMario Davis and Cam Jordan. They will tell you, I'm not making this up, as a Saints fan, right, that they view Jameis Winston as one of their favorite teammates ever, especially DeMario Davis. Great in the locker room. And he's a kind of player that he might throw for 380, four tuds and one pick 1 week, and the next week he throws for 220, two tuds and four picks. I mean, you just don't know. I mean,
there are going to be
like
touchdowns.
The Tower of Terror at Disneyland. I mean, get ready, man. You're going for a ride, right? So,
Ian, either you're scoring the touchdowns or they're scoring the touchdowns. But he's throwing touchdown passes to somebody.
It depends on if it's friendlies or enemies. Who the hell knows? I think best case for the Browns, having said everything we just said, you've got doubt at both tackle positions. Your starting quarterback is still sore and has a tender throwing shoulder from off-season surgery. The defense is going to be top five. We all know that. I mean,
it's very good.
They're not hunting prey. They're stalking it. I mean, it's remarkable how good they are on that side of the ball, especially when Delpit's healthy at safety out of LSU. I'd say best-case scenario, they win the division and win a playoff game.
You know, it's funny. I'm right there with you. I don't think they're a real team that could win a Super Bowl this year. I know I'm going to bother a lot of people in Cleveland by saying that. I would be stunned if they were, you know, in the final game of all of this. But it would be an amazing step for them. You know, the last time they won this division, Ian, it was called the AFC Central, not the AFC North. And the year was 1989. Where was Ian Fitzsimmons in 1989?
I was a junior at Georgetown Preparatory School.
I mean, that is – it's been a while.
Georgetown University's high school. Yeah, they let this hick from Folsom, Louisiana, into that prestigious institution.
There you go. And, Ian, you know, that would be an amazing step forward for them. And they won 11 games last year. People sometimes talk about the Browns like they're the most dysfunctional thing in sports because of the Watson thing. Well, without Watson last year, they won 11. I will take worst-case scenario here, and I think it's that Watson doesn't play up to everybody's standard, and then they have to go into the draft next year and try to find someone else to pay and play, not the guy who's making $240 million, because I think if he struggles in a third consecutive season, I think the Browns would have to go back, and we'd have to start looking at mock drafts again in Cleveland. To me, if I'm pulling up a mock in November, that's the worst-case scenario, Ian.
Yeah, and you know what? That defense is so just naughty that I think worst case is probably 8-9. They're going to have you in every game. They're going to keep you in every game.
Have you seen
their
schedule, though? The division's impossible, and the schedule's very tough.
Here's what – the division part, yeah. This drives me insane every year. You look at the schedule coming into a season. Look how difficult it is. How the hell do we know how difficult it is? Half the teams that made the postseason since 1990, this is a historical fact, half the teams that made the playoffs the previous year don't make it the next year. So do we really know who has – like, who had the Houston Texans winning a playoff game last year?
That's all fair.
And they had them as a three-win team.
You thought the Jets was going to be the hardest game on your schedule, and it ended up that Trevor Siemian came in, or Zach Wilson, or whoever came and played
against. You don't know. You really do not
But I can reasonably say that Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Baltimore are all going to be pretty darn good teams. I'd be stunned if any one of those teams really fell flat on their face and was terrible, like a 4-5-win team. And if you offered me the opportunity to move the Browns to the AFC South, I would take it all day long. Which, unfortunately, we cannot enter the transfer portal as a team, and we have to play Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Baltimore. That is our two-a-day on the Cleveland Browns. Now, I am in Cleveland, so this is Cleveland-related, Ian, but I'm curious what you make of it. I ordered a burger to go the other night from a nice restaurant, good place, really good burger, known for their fries, okay?
Okay, now you're in my wheelhouse. Come on, here we go.
Okay, I'm curious your read on this. Now, I go to pick up the burger. I look in the bag, and there is a burger, looks delicious, all the trimmings, cheese, a little bacon, don't tell my rabbi, little tomato, little lettuce, the whole the little
you
onion.
You got it burnt. You're okay. You're all right. Yeah, you got it burnt.
It's a turkey bacon and a salad. And I said, guys, you know, I ordered fries. You know, do you mind switching these out? The place said to me, our fries are meant to be eaten here and not to go. We are being told not to give people French fries to go. And I said, I'm here with money. Give me French fries. And they said, we're telling you, if you take them, they're going to be soggy and they're not going to be up to our standard. Our fries are known as the best in town. And if you want to eat them, you've got to sit down at that bar and get the fries. And I walked out of the restaurant without a French fry in my bag. Ian Fitzsimmons, fair or foul?
Oh, fair, because they are proud. And I would get on a plane just to go try them right now. What's the name of this joint?
The North Star Cafe.
I'm in. I'll be in Columbus, Ohio. Tell me they're in Columbus. I got Iowa and Ohio State. I'm going to the North Star Cafe.
And I got to tell you, they had a very good burger. It was outstanding. The salad even was good. They said to me, we don't want you to – look, you could give us your money. We don't want you to take the fries.
Take the damn burger. Take the chicken sandwich. But our fries do not leave the house. I love it.
They can't travel. The fries just don't go on the road. They play
fried
home games,
and that's
it. Fried
food does not travel well.
It doesn't.
I don't care if you're going 5 minutes. It does not travel well. Here's a tip, by the way. If you get the styrofoam container and you have fried food in it, poke holes in it. It helps.
Ooh.
Trust me.
Ooh.
Yeah, it gets the steam out.
Man, now I'm learning things on Amberinian. I like it.
North Star, French fries. I'm going to get in a three-point stance and attack.
College football season is coming. We'll get to some CFP predictions on Amberinian and more Fry Talk next.
Hell yeah.
Ah, fall Saturdays. The air is crisp. The game is on. Your friends are here, and you're outside on grill duty. The Home Depot knows missing the game is not an option. Thankfully, the Traeger Timberline XL Grill is here to help you play defense and make the most of every Saturday. First up, we've got fans to feed, and the Timberline XL is a real crowd pleaser. It can bake, smoke, sear, fry, and saute, so you can feed everyone at the watch party. Whether you want sweet, tangy ribs, jalapeno poppers with a smoky kick, grilled street corn, or some classic buffalo wings, this utility player can do it all. And with Wi-Fire tech and the Traeger app, you can monitor your smoker temp, meat probes, and pellet levels all from the comfort of your couch. So you can watch the game, not the grill, and never miss a moment. Defend your game time with Traeger and the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
We're there in Goldhammer. I'm Ian Fitzsimmons here on ESPN Radio. Hammer in for Amber Wilson. We appreciate you spending part of your evening or afternoon, depending on where you are, with us. And Hammer, Our next guest, I mean, he just lives a charmed life. He was just telling us during the break, yeah, I've got Georgia-Clemson week one, but I might be able to get back to the tour championship, the FedEx, you know, and on that little thing called the PGA Tour, because it's a noon kick, early game, so I might be able to get back over for the third round. We're talking, of course, about Mark Schlabaugh, multitasker, you know, college football aficionado, golf expert. I'll tell you, Schlabaugh, when we grow up, we want to be you. Seriously.
I talk to my wife and see how the schedule is, Ian. I'm not complaining, though, but you got to get back for the tour championship. There's $100 million on the line. The winner gets $25 million. I mean, Georgia, because Clemson's big, I don't think they get $25 million to the winner yet, but Georgia might have that in NIL funds. We know Clemson doesn't.
Schlabaugh, what's more likely, Georgia loses or Scottie Scheffler loses?
You know, believe it or not, as good as Scottie Scheffler has been the past 3 years, he has never won a FedEx Cup playoff event, and he hasn't played particularly well at Eastlake for whatever reason. It just does not fit his eye. Xander Schauffele and Rory McIlroy have had far more success there, but they just redid it, and, you know, this is going to be the first time most of these guys have seen it next week. So, the good news is it'll be 102 and 99% humidity, so it'll be lovely.
Do not try and downplay that, man. Come on, bro. I mean, what are you doing, Schlabaugh? God bless you.
No, I mean, look, I can tell you, you know, I'm going to sweat. There's no question about it, but it wasn't quite the 61 degrees and 0% humidity that I had at the consecutive weeks at the Scottish Open and the Open. Ian, let's put it that way.
Okay, now the whole feeling badly for you for about half a second between Hammer and I combined is now gone because
this is the humblest brag segment we've ever done on Amber and Ian.
Again, when I grow up, we want to be you. There you go, and we will call the bride and see how and we'll deal. No, forget that. We'll deal with the travel and the heat and everything else. You live a charmed life, Schlabaugh. There you go, man. Well, let's get to it. You and Kyle put together a remarkable piece on ESPN.com. It is front page right now, and it's basically you guys trying to handicap the college football playoff with all 12 teams. What was the most difficult part for you personally putting this bad boy together?
I mean, admittedly, I had to call Kurt Dargis like three times and say, hey, what happens to all these old Pac-12 bowl games? And apparently USC and Cal and Stanford and everybody left is still grandfathered into those games, at least for this coming season. So that was probably the most difficult thing. And then just, you know, weighing, you know, I'll be surprised, guys, if the SEC champion's undefeated, but the schedules are so stinking hard that there's probably going to be some 10-2 SEC teams in there. Same thing for the Big Ten. So just trying to map everything out and, you know, trying to decide who do I trust more, DJ Ungalalele, Mario Cristobal, or Clemson.
Well, that's a tricky threesome. As Mark Schlabaugh is our guest, Mark, you both have Georgia and Ohio State in the national championship game. If those two teams don't make it, who is the most likely third team to sneak in there?
The championship game? The Oregon Ducks?
Yeah,
I mean, I love Dan Lanning. I mean, they're tough. They're physical. He's built a Georgia-like defense in Eugene. You know, he's had plug-and-play quarterbacks the last couple of years. Bo Nix is going to start for the Denver Broncos. That's what he did there. Dylan Gabriel could be a legitimate Heisman candidate. They bring back Taz Johnson, brought in Evan Stewart from Oregon. If they can get the attitude right there, he could be a big-time player. But, you know, moving to the Big Ten, a little more travel. But I think talent-wise, Oregon's probably right there with the closest thing probably to Georgia and Ohio State.
Mark Schlabaugh, outstanding college football writer, analyst, senior writer also when it comes to golf. He's going to be in 102-degree heat on Saturday, and we are not envious at all. Actually, we are envious at all. Let me rephrase that. Joining us here on ESPN Radio. You wrote you put in your part of the piece on ESPN.com when it comes to the 12-team college football playoff that it really gets interesting trying to handicap the quarterfinals. What is the most intriguing aspect of that part of the 12-team playoff for you?
You know, obviously it depends who wins in the first round, but, you know, I went with chalk, I believe. I don't have it in front of me. But, you know, that's where you get to the point where the conferences, what's left of them, their traditional tie-ins with the New Year's Six bowl games come into play. So, you know, if Ohio State's the number one seed, which is what I had, you know, they would probably go to the Rose Bowl, but at the same time, that's a long flight back to turn around and play a game a short time later. You know, if Georgia's the two seed, you probably don't put them in the Chick-fil-A Bowl to give them as much of an advantage, but you wouldn't put them in the Cotton Bowl in the semifinals, you know, if they're playing Texas, to give Texas advantage. So I think that's where it's going to get tricky for the committee. But, I mean, look, it's August 22nd. I'm kind of throwing darts. But, I mean, I think, you know, I think those are the – I was surprised Heather Dinich, my colleague, our colleague, did something similar, a bubble watch. And I think we had – every team was exactly the same, except for I had Memphis as the fifth conference champion, and she had Boise State.
Mark Schlabaugh with us, ESPN college football writer. Two kind of controversial teams this year. Curious your take on their playoff chances. Penn State and Notre Dame. Do you think they're both in, one or the other, or neither?
I think I had both in the playoff. You know, you could have easily gone with Michigan over Penn State. I could have, and I thought long and hard about it. You know, I think Penn State's got to do a better job of throwing the football down the field. They've got to get more out of Drew Aller. Not real confident in the receiver core, what's left of it, but I think they're going to be good on defense. I love hiring Tom Allen to run it after Manny Diaz left. It's a big year for James Franklin. Michigan lost everything. You know, he's got to beat some teams that matter. But I had them in there. Notre Dame, you know, it's all going to come down to Riley Leonard's health. I think the defense is going to be good. They got Xavier Watts back in the secondary, Howard Cross up front. They feel good about their tailbacks. Lost one of the O tackles in preseason camp to a season-ending injury, so that hurts a little bit. But Notre Dame's schedule is usually pretty brutal. It's not quite as tough as it's been in the past.
They better be careful week one at Kyle Field.
Yeah.
I've been saying it for 2 weeks, man. Vegas has Texas A&M favored by a point. They're almost begging you to take Notre Dame. Be careful, Irish. Be very, very careful. Hey, do you think a three-loss team makes the playoff? And you know what? Scratch that question. Let me go to a bigger one. There's been a lot of chatter from coaches that I've talked to off-air that it might be beneficial to be the three seed in the SEC or Big Ten and avoid the conference title game, because if you lose, you got to turn back around again and might have to play, you know, on a short turnaround. If you lose the conference title game, how much have you heard that chatter?
I think you're at an advantage. I mean, we've seen it in the past, some teams that snuck into the playoff without playing in the SEC championship game. You know, Bama, I think Georgia did it once. But I was talking to Kirby Smart earlier today, Wednesday, and, you know, just talking about at Alabama, at Texas, at Ole Miss, at Kentucky, and then the possibility of playing in the SEC championship game. And then, you know, if you get a first-round bye, you got three more really tough games. So, you know, he says the days of SEC champions going unbeaten are probably over. He's just hoping, you know, one or two losses get you in. But, yeah, I mean, you know, there are people that have said it's not fair that the top four teams – don't get to have a home game in the first round or the second round, but I think 99.9% of the coaches, if not 100%, would rather have that first round bye.
How are those airline miles racking up for you, man? And that's what we're really envious of, those airline miles. Going over to the Open Championship. Scottish
Marriott points.
You're the best play ball.
I guess I just plugged a hotel chain, didn't I?
Progressive Insurance is our sponsor tonight, Mark.
Oh, Schlabaugh, you're a prince, man. Hey, it's game week, man. College football is back in our lives, and we have football every weekend for the most part, all the way through February of 2025. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you, man. Safe travels.
Thank you, guys.
That's our pleasure, man. Mark Slaybaugh, senior writer, ESPN.
His priorities are in order.
Dude, how quick did he pop Marriott points on us, man? We went airline, we went frequent flyer miles. No.
It's Schlabaugh's family, wife, it's college football, but very close behind for him, it's the Marriott. He talked about Marriott points with the tone that I talk about French fries.
Those North Star French fries in Cleveland, man.
He wants those Marriott points, baby.
That's all I got. I got tears right now. My throat hurts from laughing so hard. From French fries at that restaurant. Not making this up, if you're just tuning in. Hammer just told us there's a restaurant in Cleveland that won't let you leave the building with their French fries because fried food doesn't travel well, and they pride themselves so much on their French fries.
Correct.
I got to go attack that stuff.
I mean, you could try to slip them, I guess, if you brought like a bag and you ordered them. And at a certain point, they'd have to let them out. But it's not on the to-go menu. You get a burger and a salad if you get it to go. If you stay there, then you get the joy of having their award-winning, world-class, gourmet French fries. Yes. Julie Foudy has been a big topic for us. And
she's awesome.
You were thanking her. Why was Ian thanking Julie Foudy, soccer legend?
She supplied this show so much content at the Little League World Series. Last week, she's dominating Uncrustables, a kid's snack, which led us to a caller topic. I just brought it up organically. Next thing you know, we're rattling off what foods would you eat from your kid's snacks, right, and when they were in elementary and junior high. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we went to phones, James, for like an hour. I mean, it was hilarious. And so today, Julie Foudy has struck again at the Little League World Series.
She's done it again.
Posed this question.
The question.
Yeah, let's go to break first, huh? Yeah, thank you.
It's so hard.
I know you're
so
tempted, but you got to get it. We'll talk about it next on Amber and Ian on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Ryan Reynolds here for, I guess, my 100th Mint commercial. No. Don't. I mean, honestly, when I started this, I thought I only have to do like 4 of these. I mean, it's unlimited premium wireless for $15 a month. How are there still people paying 2 or 3 times that much? I'm sorry, I shouldn't be victim blaming here. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch whenever you're ready.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/network.
Amber and Ian and Chris Canty and Mike Tannenbaum with us on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. We're on SiriusXM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You know, we don't promote this enough, Ian. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. I don't even have a radio in my house anymore because I always listen to ESPN Radio by just saying, you know, hey, Alexa, hey, Google, whatever smart speaker you have to play ESPN Radio. All right, we are very excited about this. Little League World Series going on right now in beautiful Williamsport, Pennsylvania. We had a great night on Sunday night on ESPN with the Little League Classic, Yankees, Tigers, mixing with the Little Leaguers. Now the Little Leaguers take center stage. Julie Foudy is there, and she has become a total content machine. Ian,
please
explain.
Every year. She does the best player and parent interviews of any human that could ever do interviews for a Little League World Series. She makes 12-year-olds entertaining. It's a remarkable gift.
Okay.
Puts parents at ease. I mean, it's a God-given gift only a mom can do.
That's right. And she was talking on Crustables and kids snacks. That was last week.
This that led week, us to an hour of phone calls.
She posed today to the kids a question that you and I were batting back and forth. Yeah, what were the kids answering? The kids from Staten Island and all the little leaguers who are out there today. What were they talking about?
Show us your curveball grip. You know, what you guys doing? You know, they're playing kickball. This kid had a size 14 shoe. She's taking his shoes off. She's trying to, kick with a size 14 shoe. She's a world-class soccer player, part of the 99ers. All that good stuff. That's Julie Foudy. Then she got to the hard-hitting question.
Yes.
And we want to go to the phones on this at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. This is not an easy one to answer, but you have to answer it.
Okay.
You have to choose one.
Yes.
You either have body odor or bad breath. Which one are you going with?
Like,
and
in
that
what
is
circle?
Not
like,
an easy answer.
Now, are you sicking me with this for the rest of my life? Or is it like in a certain
situation?
She didn't
specify. Let's just go for like 3 days. Let's go an arbitrary number. 3 days.
I have to go to work. I have to go to the dentist.
Bad breath or BO? Answer the question.
I actually think this is a pretty simple one. It seems complicated on the surface. I am going to take bad breath all day long because I feel like if I need to, I could just keep my mouth closed. The body odor follows you wherever you go, whether you open your mouth or you don't. Also, I will argue this point. I think whatever smell is coming out of your mouth as a breath problem is not nearly as bad as whatever smell might be emanating from your body as body odor. I just think BO is a worse smelling smell than the bad breath smell.
Look, BO, you're going to bother everyone. You're walking down the street, they're going, oh, I mean, you could choke a cheetah at 30 yards with bad body odor, right?
No, yeah.
Bad breath, you still have to communicate. You have to talk to people, but it's only that individual, right, or two or three people that you are melting their faces with wolf breath, like you just ate a bag of Funyuns, some Fritos, and a chopped onion. Imagine that combo. And then you chugged it down with a warm glass of milk.
Yeah.
Imagine what that would melt the blades of a moving fan, right? I mean, that's the breath that could kill. You're talking about a cheetah? That cheetah's dead, right? If you breathe on it, gone. I mean,
We would not be sitting in the same studio. You would banish me to a side studio in ESPN headquarters.
You would rather sit next to Mikey C after he just choked down six heaters by the dumpster. Right?
Exactly.
And comes
exactly.
in just reeking of a Marby Light.
Okay.
You would rather spoon with him for the entire show than have me breathe on you for that amount of time. But the only time you're going to smell it is when I talk.
Yeah.
Body odor is you're dropping everybody, man. I mean, it's like a weight behind you.
I also think that when I have BO, like I golf today, I'll just, pull back the curtain. I played 9 holes of golf this afternoon, and now I came home and did the show, and I have not showered yet. I will shower when Amber and Ian time is over. I'm smelling a little ripe right now. I'm a little funky right now, and it's not the most comfortable thing. I don't want to go to bed with, sunscreen and sweat. I can't go to bed if I don't smell good. 888-SAY-ESPN.
Yeah, but
888-729-3776.
Sorry, would you be able to sleep with that gunk on your palate? Like you get a tongue scraper, right? And you're just pulling the film off of your tongue after eating Funyuns, Cheetos, an onion, and a warm glass of milk.
You're really making this smell of what's oozing out of my mouth come alive and making me feel less good about the prospect of having it. Let's make a deal between the two of us also. 888-SAY-ESPN if you want to jump in. BO or bad breath. Which would you rather have if you had to have one?
You got to have one. Got to choose.
If I'm ever with you in person, okay, and you smell me and something about me smells bad, whether it's my breath, my body, please let's make a deal together on the air right now as ESPN Radio brethren that you will tell me that something is amiss and that I need to go take care of it.
I think, and we'll pull the room on this also. But I think Renee Canellis, our AP, our producer, James Steele, will tell you, I will be brutally honest with you at all times. I carry gum with me constantly. Bad breath is one of my biggest pet peeves on the planet for myself. I don't want to melt someone's face when I'm talking to them, right? So, but if I offer you a piece of gum, you know you got wolf breath.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. And then I'll grab the piece of gum and happily take it and pat you on the back and say thank you.
No, I'm good. No, you really aren't good. No, trust me. You need this.
Because there are those people out there that will then, the minute you step away, they'll go, oh, my God, he had such bad breath. Like, no, don't talk about it behind my back. Let's address this now.
100%.
This is part of what's wrong with America, that we won't be able to talk to each other about this kind of stuff. Like, if you see me ever and I'm at a, you know, whatever, Home Depot, and I don't look like I, you know, you smell me and it's, you got to say something about it.
Absolutely.
Otherwise,
Renee,
you're
quickly,
not allowed to complain
about
it.
Bad breath or B.O.?
B.O.
B.O.?
Yep.
Oh, wow. You're melting everybody. James Steele, bad breath or B.O.?
Neither.
You got
to
pick one.
No, you have to pick one.
Do I?
Yes.
I don't think I want to.
The rules. You don't understand the rules?
I don't play
Someone
by
get
rules.
Julie Foudy on the phone and have her explain
Julie
it
Foudy
to James
would kick
Steele.
You right in the cojones like a penalty kick right now.
More Amber and Ian next.